Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Oliver. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Storti moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts towards first. Boss fields it and throws to third for the out. West moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. West moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill bunts towards the mound. Wells can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Hale moves to second. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Hale scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells can't make a play. That's a base hit. Porter moves to second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-0 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-2 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Lovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovey is 0-for-1 in the game. Lovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com scores. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pitlock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Campbell moves to third. Burns moves to second. Debs Garms pinch hits for Merv Shea. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to home to get Campbell. Burns moves to third. Melillo moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Ed Wells. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Melillo scores. Garms moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Belvedere now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Storti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Muddy Rule now catching. Wally Hebert now pitching. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-3 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Pitlock scores. Cecil moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. West takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. West moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. West scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Burns moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Burns scores. Rule moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Rule moves to third. Levy moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Rule scores. Levy moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. It's Indians, 8, Browns, 8. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Levy scores. Hornsby scores. Storti goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. West scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 12-8, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. George Blea Holder now pitching. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-4 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 8. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Mel Harder pinch runs for Willie Com. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Vosmick pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.